But first, there was no update today for Auckland pupils and parents about when children in younger year levels will go back to school. But some Auckland students have returned to the classroom for the first time in over 2 months. However, case numbers and low vaccination rates are keeping many at home and some school gates are staying shut. Reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi went back to the classroom.
At James Cook High School in Manurewa, this is back to school, level 3 style. Staff need a negative test, there's a different kind of sign-in, masks, socially distanced desks, hand sanitizer around every corner, windows and doors open for ventilation, and lots of cleaning. For years 11 to 13, this is not how they envisioned their last term.
It's interesting, it's definitely different, like you can, there's definitely more expectations from students, like with the mask wearing, you have to wear it all the time, you know how you can't really breathe well, and like there's just so much that's going on, different things you have to expect and things to worry about with your learning in NCEA, so it's pretty stressful.
It helps like reduce the stress, I guess, so I'm not alone, you know, at home and stuff.
Principal Grant McMillan is pleased with the numbers so far.
Prepared for maybe a third, maybe a couple of hundred, but planning for maybe a fifth or a sixth. It looks like we've got far more than that. We've just run out of our student handbooks, and I printed a couple of hundred of those off, maybe 300 over the weekend. So we will know at the end of the day.
Now their task is to get both the students who've returned to the classroom and the ones still at home through their crucial NCEA assessments. He says it's vital students don't have to choose between education or supporting their family.
A number of our students are helping with their families' incomes right now by working. That's okay. We can fit their learning around that. They don't have to force to choose one or the other. So the real challenge for us is how we look after our senior students, particularly 12, 13s who are off-site, and support them to also achieve their qualifications.
But it'll take longer than the time they've got left, and they could be working through the summer months to get there, even with delayed exams. That's why he's disappointed Auckland schools haven't had more of a say in the education decisions.
And in some ways it's a shame that people on the ground who are actually facing this stuff day to day aren't being pulled into advisory groups or, you know, little quiet focus groups, don't make any noise about it, just to share our thinking and our experience so those in Wellington make the call.
Year 11 Dean and Senior Science Teacher Ardeel Adams says today's a relief after rocky remote learning.
Yeah, it's been up and down. First 2 weeks, I'd say they were pretty good. I had a decent turnout. I had about close to 60% turnout, and then it just tapered off a bit, and then it was a bit up and down. I'm excited to be back because it just gives me a sense of normality, sense of sort of certainty I can do something with my students.
They've already held vaccination events at the school, and this Thursday there'll be another one on offer for parents too. The uptake has been good so far, but at Kia Aroha College, vaccinations are nowhere near where Principal Hayley Mill wants them to be.
Of the ones that are eligible for vaccination, 23% are fully vaxxed and 19% have one dose. It was a real concern for us about whether or not we were prioritising education and jeopardising people's health.
That's just one of the reasons they haven't reopened today. Poor ventilation, worries about rule breaking and concern from parents all stacked up. She says it didn't feel right to open up.
Not being able to attend a tangihanga, not being able to attend church services in person. There's a statement from the ministry that says staff meetings should be discouraged. So we were just really concerned about how all of that plays out. None of those things are safe, but let's have a whole heap of young people in a classroom together.
Especially with growing cases and locations of interest on their doorstep.
For the last 7 weeks, we've been tracking locations of interest. Up to 50% of those have been within a 5K radius of our school site.
The schools put these concerns in a letter to the Ministry of Education, echoing the call to have more of a say in what decisions are made for their community.
Decisions are being made from privileged positions where I don't think that too many people really understand the complexities that communities like ours are managing and navigating.
They're hoping next time there will be more warning.
The announcement without any type of heads up then requires young people to make a decision between do they help their families put food on their tables or do they return to school for a few weeks.
For now, they'll remain learning online until vaccination rates are up, but attendance is dwindling and it's not sustainable long term.